from the flat, New Year's, Pantsy Shite, or the best night of your life? I'm not a great big New Year's lover.
Yeah.
I find it completely overhyped.
I agree.
Like, people are so desperate to have a good time that...
Yeah, and it's kind of like Halloween, where in movies and on television, you'll see all these fabulous parties, and then when you actually go to a Halloween or a New Year's Eve party...
It's pantsy shite.
Wah, wah, wah. For the Americans in our listening range, that means it's crap.
Pretty much, yeah. I think my most awesome New Year's Eve was... Me and Cobra Commander were holed up. We went skiing. Mm-hmm. And it was just us two. And it was snowing. And we had a fire. And we just drank champagne. It was just the two of us. And it was so chilled and relaxed. We went out for dinner, like, mm-hmm. earlier in the evening.
That sounds nice.
And it was just so cozy and relaxed. We just called people and wished everyone like a happy new year. And just stayed up drinking and talking. And that was my favourite New Year's.
Most New Year's Eves, I get out of work early because the store closes early. You know, I just go home, mostly. The brown bear bounces at bars. That's one of his major bar holidays, so he's always working, which is fine. I'll blow him a kiss.
Aww.
Way back, many years ago, when I was dating the police officer.
Like, did you have another name for him?
Ugh. Yeah, the pig.
Dirty pig, I think.
The dirty pig. Maybe. I never said that. Yes, yes, I did. Anyway, that was kind of cool because it's New York City cop, so I was able to go to Times Square and get a police escort right to the front. I didn't have to wait in the little pens like animals.
For 20 hours.
For 20 hours,
to freeze
yeah.
your bottom off.
That was cool. But that's not something you need to do more than once, I think.
Really?
No, it's kind of boring.
I think that's really incredible if you can see it maybe from a hotel and be slightly
right.
removed from the chaos.
My friend works right near the Letterman studio, mm-hmm. and it's on the 30th floor or something. So you can
have
see.
A great view.
Yeah, we went up to her boss's office one year. And there's a little terrace and everything. That was cool, too.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm, that was a few years ago. But most of the time, I enjoy just staying home. If I remember, I'll watch the ball drop on TV. But, oh. you know, I just like to watch old movies.
Old movies are
right?
great.
And have a little Pipple.
Pipple.
Pipple with the cat.
Oh.
Which some people might think sounds sad, but I think it sounds lovely.
I think.
New Year's resolutions. Oh, the resolutions. Does anybody ever really keep the resolutions?
I don't.
I
try
either.
Not even to make them because
it's just an
I
exercise
just
in futility.
Yeah, exactly. You can just change your life at any point. It's so overhyped.
It is.
So much pressure.
It is.
To change on the 1st of January.
Right.
Like, you will be better on this day.
Yeah.
Screw the rest of the day. You can be as wicked as you like.
Mm.
But on that one day, everybody is
gung-ho about it.
Yeah. I think it's like a bargain that they're trying to make with. I don't know, a higher power because they drank too much and feel like crap.
Yeah, overindulged, ate too much candy and cookies in the holidays.
Exactly.
That sounds like me.
Like, slamming back down to reality.
Yeah.
But now I sound like the New Year's Grinch, which I'm not.
I know. It's just silly. There's a few movies that I enjoy watching around New Year's.
Yeah, such as...
When Harry Met Sally.
Oh!
And 200 Cigarettes.
200 Cigarettes? I've never seen that movie.
Oh, well, I know what I'm going to get. To your house the next time I come up.
You can come up for New Year's if you want.
Ooh, fun! The brown bear will be working, so
we can sit by the fire.
Oh, that sounds nice.
I have sticks of toast marshmallows now, so that we won't
Very
burn
nice.
Our fingers like we did last time.
Last time in front of the fire, we had little bamboo skewers and mini marshmallows, and
I was pitiful.
We kept burning the hair off our knuckles trying to toast a marshmallow.
So now I bought big marshmallows,
nice,
and long toasting forks that are actually
fabulous. Fabulous. I don't think I have any hair on my hand still.
I still have hairy knuckles, but Neanderthalic.
That just means you have good circulation.
Hi.
Anyway. But I'm looking forward to the new year, though.
You are?
I am, and I'll tell you why.
Tell me. You have plans?
Well, no. For the last 9 years, we've been saying... 10 years, actually. We've been saying 2001, 2004. And I'm sick of it, people. Can we just start saying 20, please? Anyone? Did any of you say 1984?
Sometimes I did.
I doubt it. You were probably not even born yet. Oh, no, you were, but you were a babe.
Maybe people will say 2010.
I really hope so. I'm going to start saying 2010.
Actually, I'm going to say 2010.
She's such an instigator. Behind behind this one together.
No. No, this is where we come apart.
Oh, and then we'll come back together
again.
We'll
come back together.
So yes, that's my plea to the universe. I'm looking forward to 2010 and 2011 and 2020. Not the TV show.
I'm looking forward to 2010, 2011, 2020.
Hmm. You enjoy yourself.
All
right.
But you know what I am going to try and do this year?
What?
Well, first of all, we've got our Florimarie 365 pictures.
Yes.
Which is exciting for the new year.
This is very exciting. I'm very much anticipating this. We've already created our Flickr group. We have a Flickr page,
yes,
which I believe is www.flickr.com.
Flickr.
With FLICKR.com/Florimarie. It might be /photos/Florimarie. At any rate, we'll put a link on the blog. But we're going to be taking a picture a day for an entire 365 days, a whole trip around the sun. I'm excited.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to do it, you can join us,
yes,
in our Flickr group.
Plus, I've always tried to keep a diary, and it's never worked.
Right.
So I have a cute little month-by-month planner. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to use it as a planner. I'm going to try to write a haiku every day.
Oh, I love it.
At the end of every day, sum it up in a haiku. I mean, what, 17 syllables? I think I can manage that.
I like that.
And now I'm going to, if anybody else wants to do like a diary journal or anything, we can maybe
definitely
get a group together on the blog.
That would be fun. I like it. And instead of just doing a self-portrait every day for a year, I want to try and do theme days. So maybe I'll have self-portrait Mondays. Mm-hmm. And then landscape, cityscape Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. And pictures of my cat Friday.
Wow, you're going to do three?
No, not three pictures a day, but just on Mondays my picture will be this.
I know, but... Oh, I see. I'm not following.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people
who do these 365s have a theme. The picture is the same every day. Not the same picture, but you know what I mean. It'll be a self-portrait every day. Or it'll be a picture of their outfit every day.
Oh, I like that. I tried to do that. I lasted about 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah?
I might start doing it again, but
okay.
To be honest, some days I don't get dressed.
She just runs around the crockery naked.
We'll go back to the photo picture. I think I'm going to focus on my pond.
I like that.
The changing scenery around the pond.
We have a picture of the pond right now as our header on the blog. It's very
wintery.
Wintery and beautiful. And also, we have something exciting coming up in January that we're starting. It's Flow Mail!
That's right. We're going to start sending out a monthly email.
I love it. Little newslettery hoo ha.
Yes, but we don't know when we're going to send it. Probably middle of every month, I should imagine.
I think so too. And it'll be maybe a recipe we don't show on the blog, mm-hmm, or a how to,
or a craft.
Yes.
So we're excited about the new year,
yes,
and we hope you are too.
Absolutely.
So
happy New Year!
Year!